Their website under our business sponsors. Just go to WTRJTheTruth.com.
The Florida Georgia Truth Network, on the air in Mandarin at 91.7. Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for jumping online and joining in the dialogue and discussion today as we face the issues. We always look forward to your telephone call, your dialogue and discussion. We're looking forward to hearing from you today on a very relevant, important subject, an issue that I believe we ought to understand and grasp the full meaning of it based on the scripture. The question is, the issue that we're speaking on, are we living in an antichrist society today? Are we living in an antichrist society today? It's a profound question. In 1 John 1:18, the Bible says, little children, it is the last time. And as we have heard that Antichrist shall come, even now are there many Antichrist, whereby we know that we are in the last time. Ladies and gentlemen, a good indication of the last days is the multiplicity of the Antichrist mentality, mindset, modus operandi that we see taking place today. Perhaps you've come to the realization, ladies and gentlemen, that we have something woefully wrong in our nation. We have something that seems to be upside down. By the way, I go back to Isaiah 5:20, and I'll paraphrase, but in Isaiah 5:20 says that we're going to face the time when right will be considered wrong, wrong will be considered right. And that's where we are today. We must ask the question, what is the faction behind it? What causes it? What is the consequences? What can the cure be? And what should we do as American citizens today? Ladies and gentlemen, our nation was founded on the fundamentals of the faith as found in our Bible. One time in America, even our political figures would acknowledge God, would not be afraid or ashamed to pray and to call on God for divine leadership and wisdom. But we're finding that has absolutely melted away and no longer is the case today. So we're going to be talking about what is taking place. What do we see that's some of the multifaceted causes to see the promulgation, the pushing, the revelation that's coming before us of the Antichrist in our society. Are we living in an Antichrist, anti-God, anti-Bible, anti-Christian nation today? I think we are. And we need to understand the cause and effect. We need to recognize what is happening. So, ladies and gentlemen, as we face the issues today, we do so based on the authority of the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. John 8:31-32, the Lord Jesus, speaking to his disciples, made this statement, if you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free. Then in John 14:6, Jesus says, I am truth. Further in John 17:17, a declaratory statement is made about the word of God. John 17:17 says, thy word is truth. Ladies and gentlemen, Psalms 117:2 says, the truth of the Lord will endure forever. That's a good promise from God. Even though we might see a digression from truth, we might see a spurning of truth, a rejection and a revulsion over truth today, we need to recognize that the truth of God, the truth of the Word of God, will endure forever. That's Amen. A pretty lengthy period of time. It's a powerful statement. That should give us hope and encouragement and a challenge to face the future each and every day. But ladies and gentlemen, I go back to the secularist George Orwell, Orwell made a profound statement in his dystopian novel entitled 1984. Orwell said the further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. But may I remind you, truth matters. Regardless of what you think, what you say, what you feel, what you believe, truth matters. Even though at this moment, according to the latest survey, 55% of the millennials, that's the 18 to 35-year-old age group, they claim that there's no such thing. Listen, the headline, most younger Americans say there's no absolute truth. Further in the article, it states that 55% say that each person determines his or her own version of truth. It was the former U.S. Senator Jim DeMint made a profound statement. The headline about his statement says, DeMint warns America's decline linked to the death of truth. In part, this is what Jim DeMint said. What we believe about truth does not change what is true. What we believe about reality does not change what is real. There's no greater example of arrogance and self-worship than to assume whatever we believe is true and real, yet that is precisely the prevailing view in America today, even in our Christian churches. I go back to the 15th century theologian and church reformer, Jan Hus. Jan Hus said, faithful Christians seek the truth. Listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth even to death. That's my challenge. That's my mantra each and every day on this broadcast. By the way, Jan Hus was burned at the stake for the truth. And as he's dying, being burned at the stake, Jan Hus says, truth shall prevail. So I want us to understand, ladies and gentlemen, you may reject it. It may be disdainful in your ears. It may be something that you do not want to hear, but truth shall prevail. In fact, may I say to you, as we think on that subject, we need to recognize that God is still on the throne. God's not on vacation. He's not going to sleep. He's not abandoned us, and he's still in charge. And as he is in charge for all of eternity, truth shall prevail. Truth shall prevail. The truth of the Lord endures forever. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of the day's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of homeowner brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment with the full line of Honda generators. And ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time has a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about power backup equipment. The knowledgeable staff at Tools for Time can answer your questions about the professional as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Tools for Time is located 11291. That's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. That's right at the intersection of I-295 Beltway and Old St. Augustine Road. There's a benchmark identifier to help you find Tools for Time. There's a 165-foot flagpole on the campus of Tools for Time. Atop that 165-foot flagpole is the U.S. flag, Old Glory, flowing 24/7. Find that flag in the flagpole. The base of the flagpole, you'll find, ladies and gentlemen, the home of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com. ToolsForTime.com. Lest I forget it, let me remind you that telephone number is 904-831-0917. 904-831-0917. Are we living in an Antichrist era in America today? We have with us today, and I'm delighted to have Dr. Phelps with us, Dr. Neil Phelps. Dr. Phelps is one of the professors in Bible and Theology in Conservative Theological University. We're going to talk about this subject today. We'll look at a big overview of what's happening in America. We'll boil it down to what the Scripture says and how we need to respond. Dr. Phelps, thank you so much for being with us. Thank you for this privilege that we have of kind of picking your brain and asking some of the questions that I believe you would have the answers for. As we think about what is happening today, what do you see as the big picture that is taking place in America? What do you see today is that which is jumping off the pages, that's causing the political uproar, that is causing the moral, ethical uproar? Just give us a poignant thought as we introduce our subject today.
It's my conviction, and I'm persuaded from the Scriptures, that we're living in a time that's very near to the coming of the Antichrist. Mm-hmm. The rapture is a very next event.
That's right.
And that's something I'm looking forward to. It's part of my hope as a Christian.
Yes.
Titus chapter 2 talks about the blessed hope.
That's right.
Of the coming of Christ. In 2 Thessalonians, that chapter begins with the mention of our being gathered together unto the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that talks about the rapture.
That's right.
Immediately after that, then there's going to be a time when deception is going to be really rampant on the earth.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, it's described like this. When he comes, the Antichrist, it will be after the working of Satan with all power and signs and lying wonders and with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish because they received not the love of the truth that they might be saved. And for this cause, God shall send them strong delusion that they should believe a lie. And I believe that we're getting very close to that time. As you said in your introductory remarks, it seems that America has turned away from the truth,
mm-hmm.
and we're turned to ungodliness in our country.
Amen.
And it seems that we're moving toward a time of apostasy that's going to ruin our country.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. Love to have you join in the dialogue and discussion. We're talking with Dr. Neil Phelps from Conservative Theological University. And the question is, today are we living in an anti-Christ, anti-God era in our nation today? Ladies and gentlemen, at one time, our politicians, I don't care what side of the aisle, whether Democrat or Republican, but at one time our politicians were not afraid of openly reading from the Bible or praying or recognizing the need to ask for God's wisdom, God's insight, and divine leadership in their lives. It was the time, ladies and gentlemen, in life in America when our children in school were taught academics. They were taught to pledge to the flag. They were taught to honor our nation and honor God, our kids in school. I recall, Dr. Phelps, back less than 100 years ago when I was in school, we'd open the class session. The teacher would have us to stand and after having memorized scripture, quote scripture verses in front of the class. We would have the privilege of praying. The teacher would lead us in prayer. We would have the pledge to the flag, the assignment for the next day, scripture memory verses. That was a norm in society back in my era. And yet we see a total deflection from that and a downward trend from that even today. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm looking at a headline, says, series of attacks on Christians, apartment complex bans the use of the word Bible. Ladies and gentlemen, we're living in an era where the federal government can come in, state governments come in, and say because it might offend somebody, and you're in an apartment and a senior living center, you cannot have a Bible, you cannot say anything about the Bible. And the context of that headline was where a family having Bible study in their home, in the privacy of their home, in an apartment complex, they were told you cannot do that because it could be offensive to some others living in the apartment complex. Ladies and gentlemen, it's an impossibility for us to think that somehow, some way, God's going to bless America if we have kicked God out, and as the First John text talks about, many antichrists, that is those that are against God, against Christ, have come into the world, and I believe they're coming into the world at a rapid rate. We're going to talk about that a little further in just a moment, but first I believe we have a caller on the line. Go with your question or comment, please. Hello?
Hello?
Go ahead with your question or comment, please.
I'm the young blood. I'm going to tell you, he's already here. The Prince of Persia is not only in America, but around the world.
You're right, absolutely.
He's here. He's here. Because God told Abraham, I bless those that bless you, I curse those that curse you. And look here, the whole world, it's like Hitler again, but it's the whole world now.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just, and especially in America, and this Biden administration, when it was having those protests on college campuses. I think they still do. Talking about Free Palestine, all these archaeologists, they've never found anything, never found anything that said that they had that land.
Mm-hmm. Now, well, Kenneth, one of the things that we find today is that we've turned our backs on God, we've turned our backs on the Bible, we've turned our backs on spirituality, Christianity, and all the fundamentals of the faith that our nation was founded on. So as it stands now, we've opened Pandora's box for all of the illegal, ungodly, unholy activities that are taking place. That's happening in the lives of our kids in schools, with the porn being taught as being acceptable, where anti-God and anti-America is being taught in the classroom. We've plummeted academics, but we have risen, and the spiral has gone to the very top, where we are witnessing today the results of years and years and years and years now of abandoning God. That's the bottom line.
And I'm getting off the phone.
Go ahead.
Okay. God said, it's like Sodom and Gomorrah. He destroyed them. And like you said, we turned our back on God. I'm 70 years old. And I used to remember doing the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag, reading out the Bible before we even started class.
Yes, absolutely.
And that's gone. And if we don't, like he said, repent, we gone. And especially if she get in there. And And my wife told me that now Kamala Harris and her husband turned their Jewish sense. They turn to Judaism, and that's, but she's a liar anyway, so.
Well, they've turned to nothing. He may have a Jewish heritage, but they're not practicing, neither of them are practicing Judaism in their lives. They're anti-God, anti-Christ, anti-Bible, anti-America. As Elon Musk says, Kamala Harris is a full-fledged communist. I couldn't put it any clearer. That's the words from Elon Musk. And he is very knowledgeable of the system, if you will, and at one time he was a part of the system. I'm thankful to see a tectonic change in his mindset, his mentality, and his modus operandi of what he's doing today. And it's my prayer that multitudes in America will wake up and recognize the deceitfulness and the lies that's taking place. And Kenneth, the whole point is that we're recognizing all of these things, and the underlying promulgation of that is the recognition that we're living in a society where demons are actively involved in the hearts and the lives of human beings. It's not that we wrestle against parties, Democrat or Republican. We're wrestling against not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and wickedness in high places, the scripture tells us. But Kenneth, all we can do, main thing we can do as Christians, especially today, with about 50 days from election, is we need to pray, we need to plan, we need to participate by voting, and the only way that we can have a hope. Now, our hope is not built upon man. Our hope is built on nothing less than Jesus Christ and his righteousness. But we need to go out and vote, and vote for a party that's going to protect American culture, life, and living.
Okay, thank you, Dr. Youngblood.
Thank you, Kenneth. God bless you. I believe we have another caller on the line. Go with your question or comment, please.
Yeah, Pastor, your guest talked about strong delusion. I was wondering if either one of y'all thought that that might have something to do with UFOs.
Well, I will let Dr. Phelps jump in just a moment. Let me, first of all, give you my impression, and I believe it is pretty well-founded. I believe that UFOs are out there. I believe they're nothing more than the promulgation and the further illumination and the coming to fruition of the demonic spirits that permeates our society today. I don't believe, let me just emphasize it the third time, I do not believe that there are other live living human beings out there on other planets. I don't believe that they're trying to somehow, some way come through the clouds and come to America. I believe it's a demonic delusion, and that delusion is based on demonic activity out in the skies, because you see Ephesians 2:2 says that Satan is the prince and the power of the air today, and I believe we're watching the promulgation of that. Dr. Phelps, what do you say?
Well, I would agree exactly with what you said,
there. I think that what we're seeing is not man-made vehicles out there. They are possibly demonic beings.
Yes.
Demon or evil angels. Mm-hmm. And they're putting on a display in the sky trying to get attention.
Yes. Did that answer your question?
Do you think that might have something to do with the delusion, though?
Oh, absolutely. There's the delusion today that, listen, Kevin, I believe that there's the delusion that permeates all of our political machine and apparatuses out there. I believe there's the delusion that permeates our society today when it comes to morals, ethics, and values. I believe there's delusion, a major delusion, in one of the candidates now that, as I said, Elon Musk calls a open communist, that is Kamala Harris. She is totally deluded, and what she's saying, she couldn't come up with the same thought if her mind tried to. She's reading from the teleprompter. She's simply the puppet regurgitating what her handlers are saying, and as what is the name of the major communist that is Sanders, Bernie Sanders. Bernie Sanders told the truth about Kamala Harris. I don't know if you heard it or not. Bernie Sanders says she is practical. She's simply saying what is necessary to get elected. Now, you couldn't ask for a better sense of the delusion, and that delusion permeates our society, and when a society leaves God, when a society says no to Jesus, when a society turns our back on God, when a society is willing to embrace everything that is untrue, we're watching the delusion permeate our entire society today. No, nothing more, nothing less.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Thanks so much for your call. God bless you. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm looking at a headline that says, pro-abortion campaign takes a stunning new perspective. They say that silent prayer is a coercion for those watching whether they hear the words or not. Listen, what I'm wanting to understand, us to recognize today, that we're living in an antichrist, anti-God society, a total delusion, a demonic delusion that is permeating our world. Our nation is in the vortices of that delusion that we see taking place, where you can say now, and some of the political leaders are saying, some of the pundits behind the scene and coming open with it, saying that an abortion campaign takes a stunning new perspective. That is, those that are saying okay to murder a baby in the mother's womb, those pro-abortionists, Kamala Harris, and those imbeciles that follow her leadership and multitudes of others, they're saying that if a Christian prays silently without any involvement in it, listen, they the political leadership, the DOJ's tentacles going out into society, they're arresting grandmothers standing on the sidewalk with a Bible in the hand, simply silently praying. And now they're saying that that is a coercion, a coercive fashion. Nothing would promulgate that except a demonic delusion that is destroying our nation today. I believe that it's time we recognize it. Dr. Phelps, would you say that all that we see today in the abortion industry and movement, all that we see today in the transgenderism, all that we see today that is taking place is a result of demonic delusion? How would you explain that? What would you say to that?
Well, first of all, I'd like to say that I'm so glad that my mother was pro-life.
Amen.
And one of the things that I'm convinced about is that when people turn away from the truth, they can be easily deceived.
Yes.
And there are many things we should say about the consequences of turning away from the truth. But when people refuse to receive and believe the truth, they revert to believing a lie. And we're facing, or we're witnessing, the people promoting a lie in our country. And that's what's going to happen after the rapture. People are going to be caught up with the lie, and that's the lie of the Antichrist. Satan wants people to be deceived, and the Antichrist is going to be the Satan man on the scene.
Absolutely. Ladies and gentlemen, the telephone number is 904-831-0917. 904-831-0917. I believe we have Terry on the line. Go over with your question or comment, please.
Hi, Dr. Youngblood.
Good morning.
And also to the speaker that you have today. I didn't hear the beginning. But I believe we're in apostasy now. And also, too, that Satan fooled a lot of people with that he wasn't real. But just like it says in Ephesians, those principalities in high places, mm-hmm. and also too, we are, it seemed like this, we have forgotten the word of God and the faith in the word of God after the pandemic and the plandemic. And also too, his strut line runners, not just the ones that are called, but the ones that are chosen, has also become a part of the apostasy. And it's a shame, and it's a fear that everyone should have in their heart about what's going on. We weren't created for ourselves.
That's right.
We were created to worship and give God the glory, and also to allow him to use our feet, our hands, everything about
Amen.
Us.
Amen.
For his glory. But now it's a self-centered world. It's like he doesn't exist at all. And the other people are coming into the country, and they're able to worship their God. But in America, the Americans cannot worship their God in peace.
Terry, if I could jump in for a moment, you have hit the centrality and the core of what I want us to understand today. We have opened Pandora's box. We have the Islamic jihadists that are coming in. Our politicians are bowing at the feet of the Islamic jihadists in Michigan, in Minnesota, and other parts of the nation today. We're witnessing the Haitians coming in cities like Springfield, Ohio, where 60,000 people is the total population. 20,000 of those are the Haitian voodoo worshipers. And they are now, listen, Donald Trump was right in the debate, and he was laughed at and mocked, and the so-called fact checkers said he was wrong. I've got document after document after document to prove that what Donald J. Trump said was correct. We have those Haitian people, 20,000 of them in that little small Springfield, Ohio town, that they're going out killing cats and dogs and even goats. I've got pictures of where they're sacrificing goats, sacrificing the dogs, and where they say they're eating them, what they're literally doing, they will catch a cat or a dog and immediately slice its throat, start drinking the blood, because in that they're supposed to receive supernatural powers. They take the body then, and the bones are used to perform witchcraft and voodoo, and they're doing that in America. They're being allowed to do that, and now we are finding that voodoo spirit, that demonic spirit, that antichrist spirit permeating America, and Christians are being demeaned, Christians are being shut out, Christians are being prosecuted and persecuted. I'm looking at an article that says, we're seeing, this is from Jay Sekulow, we're seeing the escalation and its attacks on the Christian faith. The nation's largest employer, Walmart, just informed the employees they could lose their full-time status if they refused to work on Sunday. Jay Sekulow further says, a senior department just banned the word Bible. Teachers are being harassed and banned for praying anywhere the students may see them, etc., etc. And yet, there's no problem in the cities across America where the Islamic jihadists will bow, blocking streets while they bow to Allah on Friday's prayers. There's no banning of the Haitians in cities across America where they're voodoo worshiping and with a satanic aura that brings into any city, town, or nation where that's allowed. You're exactly right, Terry.
Yes, sir. I thank you for having this radio station.
Thank you so much for your call. God bless you.
God bless
Very
you,
quick.
Fellow.
God bless you. Very quickly, we got a call on the line. Got about a minute before the top of the hour news break. Share with us your question or comment, please.
Dr. Youngblood, you're absolutely right. It is a deception and illusion that we're seeing, because right now, if these amendments go through where we're going to allow unborn babies to be murdered, after a while, it will be people that are non-prosperous to the society that will come under getting rid of. Not only that, I understand there may be a couple of states where they're already allowing, if you've been in that place for more than 30 days, you can vote on some of the
brother, could you hang on there? We'd like to finish this conversation with you. Hang on. Let's take the about 1 minute top of the hour news break, and then we'll be right back to continue our conversation. Ladies and gentlemen, don't turn your dials. We'll be right back right after the news.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu. WT